All right, welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. My name is Joe Jordan. I'm your host today. I'm excited, man, because I'm live from Sacramento, California, here to work the, you know, my favorite squad, Sacramento Kings. Actually going to the game later on today to see the Kings against the Clippers. So I had to, you know, throw on a jersey so y'all can see the, you know, the team spirit, right? But it's not going to be long today. I'm going to talk about just two topics you got to dig into. It's funny because I'm in Cali. A lot of 49er fans out here in Sacramento. And we're going to talk about the 49ers. But before we do that, y'all, make sure y'all like this video. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you're on, like it. First of all, thank you for coming on early. We appreciate that. So subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't subscribed yet. Send this video to somebody that channel personally so they can actually watch this live with us. And enjoy the rest of the show. So now, this Christian McCaffrey trade. When I first saw the trade, it was a bombshell announcement to me. You know, I saw it. It was a jaw-dropping thing. Like, wow, Christian McCaffrey to the 49ers, which a team that I picked to go to the Super Bowl, a team that went to the NFC Championship last year. All right, so in that rushing attack, because I always say, I know last year, I remember the 49ers had a bunch of injuries, and I was telling myself, you know, like, they're going to be okay because they have a system. No matter who's in that system, if they're healthy on the offensive line, they're going to have a successful season. Not only they're hurt on the offensive line, they're hurt in the running back position, and Wilson has been holding the fork down for the season. But adding Christian McCaffrey, I know people will say, like, why would you add Christian McCaffrey when you already have a, like, it's a running back machine. You don't really need a Christian McCaffrey. Anybody can hop in there. But Christian McCaffrey is a duo running back. Not only he's good between the tackles, he's also good in the receiving game also, all right? So a lot of dink and dunks for Jimmy G. And you got Christian McCaffrey who's a passing, a receiving threat also. You got Deebo Samuel with that receiver, George Kittle at tight end. You got Trent Williams at offensive line, and you got C-Mac at running back. There's no way Kyle Shanahan, the person he is, I believe, is probably the best offensive-minded coach in the NFL. A lot of people give it to Sean McVay, but he got it from Kyle Shanahan, and he still cannot beat Kyle Shanahan. All right? You know, he beat him last year. That was a Jimmy G issue. Now, my thing is, all that going on with Kyle Shanahan is going to be really good. All right? It's going to be really good. So, but the cons to this trade, he's always hurt. I'm sorry, Christian McCaffrey's always hurt. And not only he's always hurt, it might be because of the heavy load he has in Carolina, but the 49ers have a roster that's hurt every year, I feel like. I feel like the 49ers are always injured. And you add injury-prone Christian McCaffrey to the mix, that's the only thing I'm worried about. Is he going to be healthy? And not only is he going to be healthy, would the 49ers be healthy enough for him to have his production? When I say healthy, no, I mean the offensive line. So it's a good trade. They gave up a second. They gave up for next year's draft a second, third, and fourth. And they gave up a 2024 fifth round. But remember, they received some third-round picks from developing minority coaches that are getting jobs elsewhere. Our GM, matter of fact, Washington Commanders GM came from Kyle Shanahan's staff and the 49ers. You know, you got Mike McDaniel in Miami, and you got the New York Jets coach. All right, so minority coaches being developed in the Kyle Shanahan system, and they give me water with draft picks. So I think that, so this is more like an elfdom picks trade, basically. That's how I look at it. The Rams have those picks. All right, so the good thing about this is they are paying less than what the Cowboys are paying Zeke on C-Mac. They'll be paying about roughly around $12 million a year for the next 3 years. This year, he's getting the minimum. But next 3 years, it'll be $12 million. All right, so I think it could be a good trade. Now, they could possibly win a Super Bowl because he adds another dynamic to their offense. All right, Matt, not only you got to worry about Deebo, you got to worry about C-Mac now. So, like I said, he's a threat in the passing game. So, I thought it was a good pick, but it's good. But then on the back of your mind, you're just hoping he stays healthy. All right? So, that's what we're going to touch on for that. Now, look, I got the Kings jersey on, so it's only right that I talk about my Kings. All right? And I know you guys don't really watch the Kings. It's fine. I get it. All right? You don't watch us. We play at 10:30 at night, every night. Yes, you know, the Lakers play at 10:30. It's hard to watch the Lakers all night. So why would you stay up? When I say 10:30 at night, I mean on East Coast. Right now, it's actually 9:08, but on East Coast, it's you know, 12:08, right? So we play at 10:30 at night most of the time. East Coast people like myself, we like, oh, it's time. I'm struggling watching the game, you know? And then we're the Kings. Like, who's going to actually Google or go on YouTube and type anything Sacramento Kings related unless there's something crazy going on? I mean, everybody's posting that sprint that Mike Brown did in our practice, and that's the most media attention we received in a long time. But it's good. I had people like trying to clown it. I'm like, he's talking about like he's coaching. He's all in. So I'm very confident about this team. Now, you know what people do all the time? They look at the – you're not making the playoffs. You got this team, that team, this team, that team, this team, that team. Every single year, there are teams that are supposed to make it to the playoffs but don't make it to the playoffs. And every year, there's a team that we're not supposed to be in the playoffs or at a certain position in the playoffs, and they do it anyway. So I believe it's our turn this time. Let's go over these years, all right? So you go all the way back, right? I think this is All right, this is 2023 playoffs. So this is 2019, y'all. All right. When I look at, it's 2019. All right, the Clippers. The Clippers were not supposed to make the playoffs that year. In 2019, that year when they challenged KD and them in the first round, they were not supposed to make the playoffs that year. That's when they had Patrick Beverly, they had Lou Williams, Montrezl Harrell, they had all those guys. They were not. They actually were supposed to. They weren't supposed to make the playoffs, but yet they squeezed in as the number 8th seed. And back then, it was no play-in. And guess who was 9th that year? The Kings. Just one spot away. You go to 2020, the bubble year. All right? When they implemented the play-in game. Now, going into that season, Chris Paul got shipped to the OKC Thunder. And they were basically tanking. They weren't supposed to make the playoffs. But guess what? They made the playoffs that year as a 5th seed. So OKC jumped tremendously because the year before that, OKC was 14th in the NBA. They were terrible. Sorry, not 14. I'm tripping. The year before that, they were 6th because they had Westbrook still. The year before that, they were 6th, and that's they were 6th, and that's when they lost to the Blazers in round one. So they were 6th seed, right, with the Blazers. And with that 6th seed, right, Kings not making it, man. Come on, man. Tomo, listen. As a Wizards fan, you should understand my excitement. But listen, y'all, we're going to put our people on. Now, look, the Thunder were a 6th seed. Now, as a 6th seed, with Paul George and Russell Westbrook, they lose to Dame Lillard and the Blazers with a game winner, game 5. They get rid of Westbrook. They get CP3. They weren't supposed to make the playoffs that year. They got rid of Paul George. But guess what? Not only they made the playoffs next year, they did better and became a 5th seed. So that's 2 years I just brought to you guys back to back where there were teams that before the season were not supposed to make the playoffs but made the playoffs anyway. All right? And they were a 5th seed. And that year in the play-in, we were the 12th seed. We were bad that year. All right? The year after that, the teams that were supposed to make the playoffs. They're always teams, like I said, supposed to make the playoffs. The Warriors, everybody, the Warriors making the playoffs. Guess what? The Warriors did not make the playoffs. But guess who did make the playoffs that year? the Memphis Grizzlies. The Memphis Grizzlies made the playoffs that year over the Warriors, by the way, in the play-in tournament. And then you go to last year. The Grizzlies took a leap from the 8th seed to the 2nd seed. Nobody expected the Timberwolves to make the playoffs. They made the playoffs. And nobody expected the Pelicans to make the playoffs. And they made the playoffs. Before the season, we had the Lakers in. We had the Clippers in. And we also probably had the Blazers in. Probably not. But we had the Clippers and the Lakers in for sure. And neither of those teams made the playoffs. But yet, Memphis and the Pelicans made it to playoffs. So now look at this year. We got a lot of teams in the West. The Suns, the Grizzlies, the Warriors, the Mavericks, the Nuggets, the Timberwolves, the Pelicans, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Portland Trailblazers. I get it. All those teams could potentially make the playoffs. Why? How can the Kings make the playoffs? Now, it will be tough. But it's sad to say it happens every year. Somebody's going to suffer with a significant injury. It happens every year. Every year, there's a superstar or two or three that's going to miss the season. That's going to miss a chunk of the season. And it's going to cause the playoffs hopes for one of these teams. Now, I'm assuming we're healthy. All right? I'm assuming that we're going to be healthy throughout the year. So the gimmies, the people I would say, yeah, I know for a fact they're in there. I know for a fact they're not going to miss the playoffs. For a fact. The Warriors, they're not missing playoffs this year. All right? They're not missing playoffs this year. All right? This is like 100% healthy. I will say the Mavericks. Luka is too good. The Mavericks are going to make the playoffs this year. All right? I'll give you the Grizzlies. I think the Grizzlies are going to make the playoffs this year. You know, the Nuggets, I guess we can say the Nuggets. Yeah, because they got Jokic. And, yeah, the Nuggets, they were a 6 seed without Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. So I would say, but that's another thing, health. Health. I'm not even going to say Nuggets because health, man. I'm not going to say Nuggets. But that's it. Like, I'm not laying on right now. The Suns, I'm not too excited about the Suns this year. I'm not. Chris Paul is a year older. I'm not saying they're going to miss the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to be a number one seed or a number two seed this year. I don't think that's going to happen. So the Suns, the Nuggets, the Blazers, the Timberwolves, the Clippers, not even counting the Lakers. And the Lakers, 16 that I believe that we have a chance to have a better regular season record than these guys. Now, the Nuggets, out of all those teams I just named, I would throw the Nuggets in the big pile. So let's take the Nuggets out. So the Suns, Timberwolves, right? Matter of fact, we could throw the Suns in there too. Let's throw the Suns in there. All right. No, I'm not gonna do that. I really don't trust the Suns. I really don't. But so let's say the Suns, the Timberwolves, the Blazers, and the Clippers, because you know, Kawhi not even playing. Like, I'm going to this Kings game. Kawhi not even gonna be there. Kawhi or John Wall. So those are the teams where I feel like we could potentially have a better record than them. Utah went from a 6 seed to number 1 seed. Memphis went from an 8 seed to number 2 seed. That leap we saw those two teams make, that's the leap we're going to make from last year. Not saying we're going to be a number 2, number 1 seed, but they went from 8 to 2, 6 to 1, right? They went 5 seeds, 6 seeds up. I believe we are making that leap this year from last year. All right? And last year, we were 12 seed. We were the 12th seed. So I believe that we can finish 6th. I truly believe that. I think we're going to finish 6th because Mike Brown is on. Like when I hear his media press conference and everything, his intensity and all that stuff, he's literally focused on every single individual. Like, we're not thinking about playoffs, all right? No, and when I say think about playoffs, I mean, like, let's get to the playoffs. That's not our motto. The Warriors' motto is get to the playoffs. The Mavericks' motto, probably get to the playoffs. You know, the Nuggets, same thing. They're going to win some games, but they're like, let's get to the playoffs, you know, because, they, you know, Jamal Murray didn't even play yesterday. The Clippers, let's just get to the playoffs. So probably the Suns probably think like that because they got an older Chris Paul. Let's just get to the playoffs. So these teams are thinking, let's get to the playoffs, while we're thinking, let's win every game because we have to make the playoffs. So I think we're going to sneak up on some people. And we're actually going to finish as a top 16. All right. So there you go. That's what I believe. And I believe that will happen. All right. So like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also share this video with somebody that you know personally, so they can watch this live video. And we're about to end it, y'all. And I'm going to enjoy the game. Listen, I'm in Sacramento today. Right now is October 22nd. I'm here, y'all. I got my jersey. I'm not too far from downtown Sacramento. So right now it's 9:18. So around noon, I'm going to get dressed and I'm going to meet some people. I never met a Sacramento Kings fan in person. So I'm very excited about that. All right. So hopefully I'll meet some Sacramento Kings fans while I'm here. So obviously I will. I'm going to the game. So that's all I have for you guys today. And I'll see y'all in the next episode. Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.